The Ways of Mashiach, the Maimon of Mitzvah Rebbe, the final segment. So the Mitzvah Rebbe closes the Maimon by explaining the dimension of, for my sake I will do it, lema'ani yese, which he previously said is the combination of Be'ita and Achishena, as stated in the Pasuk, Be'ita Achishena. That's how it's stated, not two different things. He says that this is after Tchisa Meisim in the Elef HaShvi, the seventh millennium. It is beyond the concepts of above and below. He calls it Menucha Atzmis, essential rest, and it is not connected at all with the elevation of Malchus. It's loftier than everything that we described until now. It's not a Yichud Elyon. It's not via an intermediary such as Moshe Rabbeinu or Mashiach. It was beyond even Mashiach. But rather, eye to eye, we will see Elokus. This is for my sake, Limani, of the Eibishter's sake, because it is above all intermediaries. Seemingly, if it is so high, it cannot be influenced by our actions, neither for the good or the opposite. It comes solely from Hashem. And yet even so, the Mitzvah Rebbe says here, that Be'ita in the sixth millennium, Be'ita is the sixth millennium, whereas Achishena is this level which is not via any intermediary, an eternal unification, he calls it, which would seem to mean that we have no impact on it. We have no impact on the Achishena part of it. I will hurry it because it's not influenced by our actions. It is solely an issue for Hashem. And he says, that's why it's called Achishena. I will hasten it. Because you're not going to hasten it with your deeds, because it's totally coming from Hashem and it's above all manner of connection with our awakening from below. So what's the bottom line? The bottom line of all this could be summarized as follows. We originally thought the Be'ita means without tshuva, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua, whereas Achishena is via tshuva, like Rabbi Eliezer. This the Mitzvah Rebbe rejected, who redefined their positions. Rabbi Eliezer demands tshuva from below to above, or choizer, as a prerequisite for drawing down the Ur Ensof. Thus, he, Rabbi Eliezer, becomes the Be'ita in her time, when she, Knesset Yisrael, the Neshama, is to tshuva. Rabbi Yehoshua agrees that there must be tshuva, but in his opinion, it can even be tshuva that Hashem causes it, through an awakening from above. After the Or Yosher descends as a result of the completion of the Birurim. Right? You did avodas Birurim, you didn't do tshuva, so oh, Hashem will make you do tshuva. It's also good. So he now becomes Achishena, that I will hasten it because Hashem is the one causing the awakening to tshuva. Then we go a step further, that the machloikas is not about the kitz before its time, but rather, as we said in the last part, the manner in which the final kitz of Daniel will manifest, a kitz that will eventually come regardless of any merit on the part of Klal Yisrael, right? The final buzzer. If it manifests only in physical matters and success like David and Shlomo, then how do we proceed to the promised nevuahs of spiritual revelations? So Rabbi Eliezer wants a human-powered tshuva from below to above, whereas Rabbi Yehoshua sees an awakening of a level of great love, Av Rabba, as a result of Hashem awakening our hearts. Hashem awakens us. And the Mitzvah Rebbe indicates that it will be a combination of the two, which is tshuva from below, halos man, calls it, and Av Rabba from above, and therefore satisfying both opinions. The final step is Be'ita Achishena, the two of them together, not one or the other. The two of them actually together, which transcends the Machlokes completely. Be'ita, the awakening of Knesset Yisrael, takes place at the end of the sixth millennium, Elef HaShishi, either according to Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Yehoshua, or a combination. In other words, one way or another, you get the end of the sixth millennium, you get the Geula. At that point, Hashem takes over entirely, and we enter the Elef HaShvi, the seventh millennium, Achishena, which is the level of true unity and oneness, where there's no above and below, a level that's beyond our ability to influence. Although seemingly there is room to understand that by speeding up the complete Geula of the Elef HaShishi of the sixth millennium, which is in our ability because we can influence that, then we consequently speed up the coming of the next stage, which is the Achishena of the seventh millennium, which follows immediately after that. So now, what does this mean for us? The Rebbe Melech HaMashiach relates to the Machloikas of Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua in various places. And he connects it with another Machloikas between them in the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud and Yud Aleph. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer states that the world was created in Tishrei, and the Geula will be in Tishrei. And Rabbi Yehoshua states that the world was created in Nisan, and so too the Geula will be in Nisan. You can see that it's mentioned in Igros Kodesh, in Chelek Aleph, in the letter 69, it's in Likutei Sichas, volume 1, Parshat Tzria, and in the various Maimorim, Achodesh Azelachem, the Rebbe also addresses it. And with the Rebbe's explanation, is amazing also. In any event, we see that Rebbe Yehoshua leans towards the aspect of above to below in all these cases, whereas Rebbe Eliezer shows the opposite inclination. He focuses on the below to above. And just as a Maimir Amuzgar, parenthetically, we can put in that maybe their opinions are connected to their personal realities. The Rebbe Yehoshua, if you say, what's this Rebbe Yehoshua's story? It says that his mother, while she was still pregnant, asked the Chachamim to daven that her son will be a Talmud Chachim, and then after he was born, she brought him to the Beis Medrash to hear words of Torah. In other words, he got a gift from above. He got all these hashpois from above. Also, he was a Levi. Rebbe Yehoshua was not Rebbe Yehoshua HaLevi, but he's Rebbe Yehoshua HaLevi. I mean, he was a Levi, and being a Levi, so he gets to go into the Beis Hamikdash because of his yichus, and not because he did anything personal. So he holds that the Geula will also be in such a way that Hashem brings the Geula, and not so much dependent on your personal what you do. Rebbe Eliezer, on the other hand, he is Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanis. Hurkanis was a farmer. He didn't have very much admiration for Torah and Torah scholars, and he did not support his son Eliezer's desire to learn Torah. And Rebbe Eliezer had to leave his father's house to learn Torah, and his father cut him out of the inheritance, and he was learning in poverty and hunger. And this, that Rebbe Eliezer became one of the great Tanaim, was as a result of his own efforts. He didn't get any gifts at all. So also, that's how he looks at the Geula. It's not no free gifts over here. It's based on us. And even their names, you could even say, are connected with this. Eliezer means my God will help. I mean, what is help? You know, you do what you need to do, and Hashem will help you do it. Yehoshua means Hashem will save, which implies a salvation from above, which is not regarding, which is without regard to the condition of the recipient of that salvation. And anyway, back to the Maimer, and to finish up, we can note that in our epic in history, Dor HaShvi, at the end of the 6th millennium, Elef HaShishi, we definitely see in the world tremendous material success, described the Mittler Rebbe, as being the Lo Zachu manifestation of the Ketzer Daniel. In other words, we said the Ketzer Daniel, it comes, and it can come in one of two ways, either Begashmis or Beruchnias. And what we see is definitely a tremendous Hatzlacha Begashmis. Particularly we see it in the victories over our enemies in Eretz Yisrael, that every time that we choose to confront those enemies and not to capitulate to their demands, Rahman Itzlan, we see tremendous and amazing success. So the lofty spiritual revelations and nechamas of the prophet Yeshayahu, described in the second Zohu, the second manner of the Kates, they don't seem to realize that we don't see everyone having nevuah, we don't see everyone seeing Elokus, so we could identify ourselves as holding between Olam Kaminhag Noyheg, the world goes according to its natural way, described in the first manner of this Kates of Daniel, and the next stage, which is the real Machloikas, as the Mittler says, this is the Machloikas, how do we get from the first stage to the second? Now, the Rebbe Rayatz made a call of La'ata l'tshuva, la'ata l'giula. Directly to tshuva, directly to giula, that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Pashit. Decades after that, the Rebbe Melech HaMashiach said that the Yidden have already done tshuva. And the Rebbe's complaint is that we don't cry out ad mosai be'emes. And if we would, then Hashem would act similarly to bring the giula, a unification of below to above and above to below, as the way it is described in this Maimer of the Mittler Rebbe. Exactly what the Rebbe is saying. We could also say that the Rebbe's words also contain in them hints to the final stage of Beit HaChishena. What the Mittler Rebbe here says is the transition to the Elef HaShvi, the seventh millennium, which is beyond the Machlekes of Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Yehoshua, that in our Maimer, the Mittler Rebbe describes as the Elef HaShvi to become unified with Atzmusei Mehusei Mamish, and it's above a unification of above and below, without need for any intermediary. And the Rebbe may be hinting at this with expressions like in Vayishlach, Tashanum Beis, the Rebbe says that the Tachlis HaShleimus is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael become one mamish, so to speak, Vayachol, so to speak, that Knesset Yisrael doesn't need to receive, so to speak, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since it is revealed that Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kulichad, the Yidden, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu are truly one. So that's, the Rebbe says that. That's seemingly hinting at this final stage of the Mitzvah is saying in this Maimer. In any event, one thing is certain, that by learning this Maimer, as well as other sources of Inyanei Mashiach Geula, and especially things that are from the Mittler Rebbe, and in a way of the Mittler Rebbe, of understanding them, Mamish, this is the Rebbe's instruction. So by doing this, we are speeding up the revelation down below in the most direct way possible. And let's continue.